Welcome to The Impact Factor, how to get noticed, motivate millions, and make a difference in a noisy world.
Ken MacArthur, what can I say about Ken MacArthur other than Ken has become a good friend?
You know a great person when you meet him, and I just want to tell you, he's a great man.
He has amassed a number of experts to speak to you.
Ken is one of those guys that as soon as you meet him, he just draws you in, almost like a grandfather with a chocolate bar and you're a little kid.
And then Ken's also like the mother bird that he pushes you out of the nest even when you think you're not ready to fly, and you actually do fly. So thank you, Ken, for pushing me out of the nest.
All you have to do is just do a Google search on Ken MacArthur, and you can see the amazing reputation this man has.
Hey, folks, welcome to the third episode. You make a difference. As a teenager, I worried about many things, most of them the usual teenage kind of concerns. Teenagers have more than their share of worries, but I had a few that seemed different, at least to me. One day, while taking a shower, I noticed the collection of hair in the shower drain. I started wondering about it, and before I knew what hit me, I was suddenly certain I would be bald in my 30s. I wasn't totally nuts. There was plenty of history. All of my father's brothers were bald. My father had a picture taken at a family reunion showing the tops of all five brothers' heads. They were all gloriously bald except for one head full of black hair, my father's. Because you are listening to this audio, I realize that you are smarter than the average bear. That means you may be thinking that people inherit baldness from the mother's side of the family. So let me tell you that my mother's father was also bald. My cousins were bald in their 30s, and I could think of them and then look down at the shower drain and see the future coming. We worry about many things that we don't need to worry about, and I guess I didn't have to worry then. It's been years since I was a teenager, and I still have a full head of hair. I don't think it would have mattered much. If I hadn't worried about the hair, I'd have worried about something else. Teenagers always have a lot to worry about, and for a guy that planned to change the world, I worried a lot. If it wasn't hair, it was girls. Money. What I was going to do with my life, and the deep, dark, secret thing that I worried about the most, whether I was literally insane. But even with my secret, there was one big worry that topped them all. Most of all, I worried about whether my life would make any difference at all. I wanted to make a difference, so I tried a few things. I learned to play a little guitar. I started with simple folk songs, and at first it sounded awful. The strings would rattle and buzz as my fingers struggled to hold the strings firmly against the fretboard. Eventually, it got a little bit better. I managed to learn a few simple tunes, but making a song sound similar to the original was tougher. Eventually, I stumbled upon an important musical insight. It's harder to catch me making a mistake if I write the song. So I wrote songs. You know how passionate teens are. My songs were sad and passionate in a way that only songs written by a teen can be. The first songs were very simple. I kept them to myself. After a while, I got up the courage to share my songs with a few friends. That's when I discovered the amazing power of music to move people's thoughts and souls. Amazing but true. It turns out that singing simple songs can make a girl cry. Whoever knew? Almost overnight, it seemed, I felt the amazing rush that comes from seeing someone actually listen to what you have to say. For a teen, that's huge. I saw girls react in a way that made me feel as though I had touched their secret inner core. But it wasn't a girl that first taught me about the power of impact. It was a guy, and he was the class president. You know the type. Football hero, popular, athletic, smart, the best of the best, Tom was headed for a successful career. In fact, he had recently been selected as a cadet for the Air Force Academy. One evening, Tom heard me singing songs in a living room of a friend. He just stood quietly in the back of the room listening and not saying much, but something was going on in his head. He must have been thinking, because as he was leaving, he stopped me and asked me to come outside on the porch. Tom was one of the football guys, and I was the music drama guy, and we weren't very close friends, so I was a little surprised, not shocked, but I wondered what he wanted with me. In the quiet and dark of that old porch, Tom told me. I couldn't have imagined it happening in a million years. What he said took me back a little. On that porch, Tom told me that I had changed his life. Well, maybe in a dream world, I did change Tom's life that night, but I think it was the other way around. Tom definitely changed my life. Tom may have forgotten about my song the instant he left, but I never did. I thought about it a lot. My passionate teenage brain went into overdrive. What if I had changed his life? What if by writing and singing a simple song, I gave him something that he could latch on to as he drove through his already brilliant career? What if a thought came to him in the middle of a crucial battle in a faraway place? What if the words were spread through his leadership and example? Tom may or may not have ever thought about that night again. I have no way of knowing for sure. I never saw him again after he left for the academy, but my life was never the same. After that night, I knew. Even the simplest action may be spread until it can never be stopped. It makes no difference whether your actions are good or bad. Either way, your action will still have impact. And that means I become responsible the moment I begin the viral spread of my actions and words. The same is true of you. When you do anything that affects another person, you have impact. The question is, what kind of impact do you want to have? And how many lives do you want to touch? There are lots of people to touch because you're not alone. It seems if you are alone sometimes. You aren't. You don't start out alone or end alone. I know you're thinking about people right now who start out life without parents, or people who die and nobody cares. No matter how alone you think you are, you touch someone. If you're born without parents, then somebody still has to care for you. And if you die, somebody's got to clean up the mess. They may not like it, but somebody is in this life with you. Will you do something for me? Start imagining right now who you are going to tell about this audio, because it's important. No, it's vital that somebody else know. After all, what can we do alone? How loud can the voice of one person be? How can we possibly make any impact at all with a single voice? We all live and die together, so we might as well have an impact together. It's in the telling that we grow our impact. It's in the story that we create. The way it sizzles, fries, has its own spice-filled, taste-burning explosion. It's in the shock of ice-cold water thrown in the face, in the flash of light, and the chest-thumping impact of sound that resonates to our very soul. You cannot have a voice among the masses until you free your small, uncertain sound from the confines of self-limiting arrogance. You cannot control, you cannot direct, you cannot manage, but you can impact the world as surely and completely as sacks of weed seed thrown into a farmer's pristine wheat field. The farmer has no choice. No matter what the farmer does, your impact can never be uprooted or controlled or managed, and certainly never be ignored. Your message can grow and spread, and people can feel your message wherever there is feeling. Wherever people gather, your ideas can be, and you can influence every thought that can be imagined. All you need to do is put your ideas in the minds of others, feed and nurture them as they grow, and make sure that they are given to others as simply and easily as a cold locks onto your system after a simple handshake, a hug transmits a feeling, or a pointed glance nails you with reproach. Make a difference. Your smallest actions have impact even when you don't want them to, even when you choose to do nothing. If you do nothing with your dreams will die. If you never let anyone get close to you, then love will turn away. If you do nothing with your money, it will eventually disappear. If you ignore your children, there will be terrible results, and it may last for generations to come. You will influence people by the actions you take today. Deadly, destructive, or amazingly uplifting, your life will change the people you meet, know, and love. Every day that you were born, you make a difference. Your parents took one look at you and realized that their lives would never be the same. People feel your influence countless times in amazing ways that you never notice. Just as the butterfly's wings can change the weather, your tiny movements may create storms that shake the entire earth. Your impact is incredible, and today's the day that you can take charge of it. What kind of impact are you making? You will have an impact, but the real questions are, will your ideas and solutions be spread to the people that need them? And will your impact make a difference? You can have more impact than you ever thought possible, and it's easier than you think. Together, we will move step by step through simple actions that create massive impact for your ideas, products, and services, and ensure that what you have learned will spread beyond one life. If you want to have impact, there are key choices that really matter. Make the right choices, and you can't be ignored. Make the wrong choices, and you will never be heard in a world that is full of people trying to make their mark. This system will help you avoid the mistakes and give you the influence beyond what you can imagine. Once your personal impact starts to grow, you won't be able to stop it. So start getting ready for success now. You can make a positive difference if you make the right decisions and take the right actions. Listening to this audio can change your life forever, literally. I'm going to show you how it happens right now. So take off your shoes and relax for just a moment. Let your imagination loose on the possibilities. In this media-packed world, it seems impossible to get any message listened to, but imagine that you have a voice that can't be ignored. I'll show you how to get that voice in a minute. But for now, just accept the fact that you can have one, because impact starts with a whisper. If you want attention, the natural inclination is to yell. Sure, you can yell all you want, but nobody's listening. Make the decision to begin your message with a whisper, so unique and so compelling that people strain to hear as they move tightly around you. They have to listen closely just to catch the words. And you know you'll have their attention because the excitement is growing. People passing by turn their heads to see what's going on. The room gets very quiet. You pause and you hear pin drop silence as people hold their breath. They a lean forward in relief as you start again, and when you are finished, they run to spread every unstoppable word. That's impact. You can't have impact without a compelling story and the unique voice that must be heard. Whether your dream is a successful product launch, a runaway bestseller, or a mission in life, you can give your dream intensity, purpose, story, and momentum and make it fly. You have a chance to make your vision come true, and it starts today. But first, I need you to do something. This is important. Mark down today's date on a piece of paper. I'll wait. Literally, go now and get a pen and write today's date in bold strokes, because I want you to tell me exactly what happened as you share your success story with me. Today is the day that you make your decision to have massive impact and make a difference. Making this decision will change your life, plus the lives of all the people that you touch, and you should know when it happened. Years from now, I hope you will pull out this piece of paper, reread it with a smile, wondering at the amazing life that you've had, and looking at that date, the day everything changed. Too melodramatic for you? I guess we have to overcome the skepticism of a skeptical age. Think there's no Santa Claus? Put aside your skepticism for a minute. Your dream has already happened. In 1897, Philip O'Hanlon was asked by his 8-year-old daughter, Virginia, whether Santa Claus really existed. Her friends, you know, some of those skeptical types, told her that it was all a lie. Maybe he wasn't so sure of himself, or maybe just didn't want to say, but whatever the reason, Dr. O'Hanlon passed the buck and told her to write to the New York Sun newspaper. He told her the paper would tell her the truth. Well, papers don't always tell the truth. You know how the world really is. It was a tough time Virginia was living in, too. The editor, Francis Farsalius Church, was a veteran war correspondent who had reported on the horrors of the Civil War. The world had turned skeptical and had lost faith in much of society, so he saw an opportunity. Church replied to Virginia's question in what became the most reprinted editorial ever run in the English language. The editorial starts out, "Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of the skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's or little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant. In his intellect, as compared with the boundless world around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, there is a Santa Claus. He lives in the hearts of everyone who believes in him." So for all the Virginias in the world who are asking if they can really make a difference, let me tell you about a lonely young man who had a real impact with a cardboard sign. Even though this man had an impact on millions of people, we still don't know his real name to this day. The young man prefers a simple, anonymous life, so he calls himself Juan Man. I'll tell you about Juan Man in the next episode, but for now, know that you make an impact. Know that you make a difference. Know that it's up to you what you do to have that impact stick in the hearts and minds of everyone around you. Be sure and subscribe to this broadcast on iTunes. Download the recording, stuff it in your file of learning materials, and let's make an impact together.
This is my first introduction to Ken, and I have to say I think he's an absolutely phenomenal individual. He has felt like he has held my hand, even though he really hasn't, to try and help me move forward in my projects that I'm working on. His caring demeanor is absolutely astonishing.
I would like to highly recommend that you check out Ken MacArthur and anything that he has to offer. Ken has given me some awesome advice. In fact, I consider Ken a legend in the internet marketing arena. And I go to him anytime I'm about to launch a new product or if I need marketing advice or strategic advice. I go to Ken first because I know that his advice is gold. It's pure gold. So make sure that you pick up anything that Ken has to offer. Get to an event of his. You're going to learn a ton from this man. Highly recommended.
And I just want to say that if you ever have a chance to meet Ken MacArthur in person, you have to take that chance. Just drop whatever you're doing, take time off from work, and just go to whatever event he is hosting, because it's just an incredible experience.
The latest and greatest information is always available at kenmacarthur.com.